after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, in the building. What is good? Yes, man. Glad to have you guys. Glad to be back with you yet another week. Of course, as you know, for those who are long-time listeners, you know that we were out for last week, and we're back in this thing, man. We're back. Yeah, so... We got to answer a question real quick. Yeah, so, last week I was gone on a cruise, so I was definitely not going to be able to do the show. I was too lit and all that good stuff. Well, just moved around, some more time needed to get out of the country and just enjoy life, man. Like, I've been trying to do, man, like, just get more and more better about, just getting better and better and better about living life. And I have definitely been doing much so that of these past few years, man. Like, not that I haven't lived life before, but it seems like it's just stronger and stronger of that, you know, I'm telling myself that there's just nothing that's going to stop me, and it's making me an unstoppable force, and I really thank God for instilling that kind of power into me. So you definitely see it, and heck, man, I'm starting to get much more in a happier spirit. I mean, I think this year has been a very great year. I will say last year was a great year, most part as well, too, so this year's been really great, and I've done a lot of firsts this year, and just had a lot of great memories throughout the year. Period, and successes. So definitely, it's only August 21st. There's still a bunch of the year to go to continue to amaze. So I'm ready for the rest of the year brings, man. I want to go ahead and let you guys know about our special guest we'll be having on tonight. We will be having a special guest who is an accomplished author, confidence coach, and speaker. By the way, he is the author of the book entitled The It Factor Action Guide, 11 Secrets to Releasing More Your Potential. So yes, this is gonna be I'm very excited to talk with this guest because this is right nick of time where school's starting across the board for everyone from all different levels. And also too, you know, this is usually times where our performance appraisals happen and all that kind of stuff for your job, you know, getting ready to lead into the last quarter. So this is some of the biggest moments happens as far as from being in school, being in your job, whatever, in your business. You want to finish your year out strong, and of course with the school year, around this time is when it's a new beginning. So definitely that. And I see my co-host is on. Bring her on. What's up, Nate?
Hey.
What's up? We're back, ma'am.
We're back. How was your trip?
I did not want to come back. But that happened last cruise. Oh, my God, man. Getting out of the country. Being a cruise ship is just so many different personalities, people from all over. And at that time, man, when you're on that cruise ship, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. All that stuff is thrown out the door. People are willing to have fun with each other and just enjoy life. And I just wish it was like that. I guess this is what makes it much more exciting because it is an everyday. But I wish life was like that, to where people just embrace each other and realize everyone has to be the same. What makes us all different actually makes things work a little bit better and a much more enjoyable experience. So I definitely, and I'm surprised my voice is coming back very fast. Last time I was jacked. My voice is jacked extra hard. So yes, I'm excited.
Well, that's good. Your voice, you ain't really lost your voice.
Yeah, you know, last time it was bad. Man, it was bad. But yeah, between that, also, I did so many fun things on this trip. Words can describe. I'll get to more of it later in the show because I'll be here all day going into the trip discussion. And
okay.
Yes, I definitely want to make sure I make some room for our guest. I think he comes on. Mr. Todd Thomas. So I can't wait. Chop it up with him. And it's crazy because, some people are like, man, you wouldn't have an interview on the way on your day coming back. I'm like, you know what? Why not? Because I figure this is the best time to capitalize because people are just starting school today. Most people start school today. So it's a perfect time to have someone like this on the show.
So, right. Yeah.
Shoot, that being said, man, what we're going to do is go into our music break. And we come back, we'll get ready to chop it up with our guest for today. That's Mr. Todd Thomas. We're back into this, everybody.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Like
Back to Life That Does Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl New Seduction. That was Q Harper Say Girl. Say Girl. Ooh, that was very bad. well, how we're waiting on our guest. I'll share a tamer story. Karaoke. That's part of why my voice is not at 100% is all the karaoke I did last week. And yeah, I had a lot of fun doing karaoke. I like what they had of that. First I was kind of thrown off because I'm like, wait, there's something on the fourth floor? Because usually it's on the fourth floor as far as like public areas to hang out in, but apparently there was at this one, so very interesting. But, yeah, karaoke, one of my highlights of other grooves. All right, let me check the phone lines. I think that might be our guest. All right. You on Life at Dusk Live. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Todd Thomas here. How you doing?
Oh, what's up? Man, I just realized you are – you know, I just realized you're right up, you're right in my area. You can realize you're
really?
In Fort Worth. What in the world?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Now I feel crazy. I'm like, why the guys in my area? I did not know it. No, I know.
Absolutely. Love
Dallas. Well, glad to have you on the show, man. I did some research on you, and I'm definitely impressed by your resume.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've got my new book out. I've got a really neat thing that I want to share with your listeners tonight. I call Todd Talk that I'm working on, and I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. First off, man, you know, we usually do some guests, but we're going to mix up a little bit. How was your weekend? Because you know, I had a crazy week. I just came up from a cruise. So I was surprised. I'm like going all cylinders. But how was your week? How was your past week?
Oh, it was good. It was good. I thought you'd specifically asked about my weekend, and that was that was fairly uneventful. I spent most of my weekend doing some serious rearranging around the house that my wife and I were wanting to get done. And that wore me out. I mean, I come into today and I'm wondering why I'm sore. And now I'm thinking back on it and I'm thinking, oh, okay. Must have been all that lifting and moving I did this weekend.
I think what they call them, honey sores, I believe.
Say that again.
I'm trying to remember what the phrase is. I'm thinking they call it honey sores, honeydew chores, or something like that.
Honeydews.
There we go. Honeydew this, honeydew that. Yeah.
Exactly. Who knew that those could make you so sore?
Yeah, it's never. Honeydews are never. Every time I hear someone have to do honeydews, they're never anything that's minimal work. It's always, okay, how could I break your back by the end of the weekend?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. No,
so I want to start from the top of your resume. What actually made you get into coaching? Let me be more specific. Becoming a confidence coach. How did you know that was your calling?
That's a good question. I've been teaching and coaching baseball and softball players for years. Most specifically, I'm a hitting expert. I'm a hitting coach, and after doing that for a number of years, I have my own teams and have individual players come to me from time to time were from 6 years old to college players. And now some of the six-year-olds are college players now. And after a period of time, what I discovered was, while a lot of the players did well and most of them did well in the lessons, there was too many of them for my liking that would step between the white lines, and they were mental train wrecks, and they couldn't do it between the white lines. And so that bothered me as their coach. I mean, I didn't want to just create batting cage all-stars. What I wanted to create was players, and more of them. While I've had some players that I've coached that have gone on to play professional baseball, but there was just too many that were mental train wrecks. So as I started to evaluate what I was doing with them, what was holding them back, and all of the reading and studying that I've done for years from Dr. Maxwell Maltz with Psycho-Cybernetics and Think and Grow Rich, those types of books and whatnot, I came to realize that, you know what? I know what's stopping them. I know what it is. It's confidence. It's their confidence. And so I started working on that with my players, started teaching it, and having some resounding success with players going from being, total mental midgets to solid performers on the field. And, I teach it to this day, even though I've expanded it with my book and everything like that. I still teach in athletics. I still teach hitting and mental performance coaching. And the number one thing I tell them to being the best that they can be is confidence. And so I've just continued doing that every day. I study every day. I'm teaching every day virtually. I'm coaching. And, the interesting thing about when you're what they say, you learn more as the teacher than the student. And it's just exactly. Become part of me over the years. It's just become part of me, and it's something that I became kind of my mission, if you will, to help people to release more of their untapped potential into this world with various steps, but certainly not the least of which is confidence.
Okay, so let's say that, because some people, they have a false sense of confidence. You know, how do you identify that and help them turn that more into something more realistic? And I'll give you an example. For instance, some people, in the public eye, they're walking around and they boasting. They boast about, oh, this I can do. I have this car. I have this, whatever. But really, when it comes down to behind the scenes, they don't really have as much confidence to execute all the stuff that they're boasting about. So, you know,
yeah.
How do you identify that and help actually transition into more solid confidence?
Confidence essentially has two definitions. There is the one definition that most of us, when we think of the word confidence, when we think of that word, it's the first thing that comes to mind, and that is a feeling of certainty or assurance. A feeling of certainty or assurance. So most of us, when we think of confidence, we think of a feeling or how we feel. Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a second because I want to take a quick second to kind of answer what you're talking about in terms of the false confidence thing. That's how you might be perceived. But the bottom line is, you know, each person knows in their heart whether they're projecting something that's fake or something that's real. Now, I will say this. I'm not a believer in fake it till you make it. A lot of people say, hey, you just got to fake it till you make it. No, I don't believe in fake it till you make it, because I believe that if you're genuinely faking it, you're not really doing anything. You're just pretending. If you're faking, you're just pretending, and you're not doing. You're not taking action. Okay? So you're just putting on a front. The other side of that is that if you are taking action, that's not faking. If you're taking steps and you're doing the things that are important to you in your life to get better at, and that you consider most important to you, so your top values in life, that is not faking, you know, if you're taking action. So I wanted to definitely clarify that. If you're pretending, that's one thing. Pretenders are not taking action. They're just putting on a front. But people that are taking action, even though they may not feel confident, if they're taking action, that is not faking it. So I wanted to come back. I wanted to take that and kind of address that since you brought it up. But the first definition is a feeling of certainty or assurance. The second definition of confidence is really the most important one, in my opinion. It's a little bit lesser thought of, and that is an act of trust or reliance. So it's either a feeling of certainty or assurance or an act of trust or reliance. As an example, if you're in need of surgery, say brain surgery, okay, so that's something pretty serious. And when you go into that operation, are you certain that you're going to come out of that okay? Are you fully assured and certain that you're going to come out of that okay? No. No. In fact, they probably have you sign a waiver that says, you know, I'm very good at this. I'm the best brain surgeon in the world, but things could still go wrong. So you probably don't have the feeling of confidence, but what you are doing is taking the action of confidence. You're putting your trust or your reliance in that surgeon, in that doctor, that they can do and perform successfully what you want them to do. So that's the actions of confidence. How that relates to us individually is that we trust ourselves. Like I tell athletes in the athletic world, is that you trust your ability when you step between the white lines. That's the actions of confidence. So there's the feelings and the actions. And here's the important thing to understand. The actions of confidence come first. The feelings of confidence come later. Sometimes they don't come at all for some people, but for most they do.
Now, as far as like how that, as far as like, because you know you were saying you work with athletes at first, how do you find a way to work with different people from different realms? Whether, you know, with our show, a lot of people are in the entertainment industry. So how do you know, what are the steps that you usually do when you're first working with someone for the first time to help them get an action plan into raising their potential?
Absolutely, because, well, you know, when you think of sports, a lot of people say this, or often do, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, you know, any sport, track and field, whatever sport you can think of, sports in many ways are a microcosm of life. And, you know, when you think of the entertainment industry, it's the translation of what I teach and how I help people translates the same. Now, the terminology may be a little bit different, but the translation is just the same. It's about getting what I call getting out of your own way and being a better blank, whatever that is, a better performer, a better actor, a better singer, a better musician, whatever it is in the entertainment world, getting out of your own way so that you can be a better, you know, fill in the blank for you. And yeah, in the athletic world, it's get out of your own way and be a better hitter, you know, but the process and the teachings are the same. The terminology just changes. And the things that get in people's way, it's really themselves. All right. Self-imposed, our limits are mostly self-imposed. Sometimes there's physical limits. We know that. Like for me, I'm in my early 50s now. My dream of being a Major League Baseball player is long gone from physical limitations, you know. So, yeah, there's physical limitations. But most of the things that limit us and hold us back are the things that get in our way are self-imposed limits. That's why I talk about getting out of your own way. And those three things mainly that get in people's way, no matter what it is, entertainment, athletics, school, your job, your career, three things. Number one, perfectionism, trying to and feeling the need to be perfect. Number two, preoccupation with fear. And I use fear in a general terms. It's not just like a fear like you're afraid of spiders or something, but although that could factor in too. But I'm talking about performance anxiety, nervousness, and whatnot like that. See, I'm a public speaker. I do a lot of speaking. I get it before I go up on stage. Guess what? I'm nervous every time, no matter how good I am at it. So there's preoccupation with fear. There is perfectionism. And the number three thing is harsh self-judgments or negative thoughts and self-talk. And those are the things that get in people's way. Now, the interesting thing that people need to know about the third one, the negative thoughts and self-talk, out in the self-help world and personal development world, what they're going to hear most of the time is that get rid of that, squelch it, think positive. Well, I am a positive, upbeat type guy. I read positive things. I listen to positive things. But despite my best efforts, negative thoughts still come back, and they do for all of us. It's not about the negative thoughts coming back. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. And I talk about this in chapter 4 of my book. It's how we react to those thoughts when they do come back. Chapter 4 of my book is called It's not What You Think, It's What You Think About What You Think. That's the important thing. So those are the three barriers. So no matter if it's athletics or entertainment, the barriers are the same. The terminology just changes.
You know, me personally, I've learned like some of my, because some people, they're so afraid to fail. I believe like some of the failures and the negative experiences I've had have actually strengthened me and actually made me a better version of myself or whatever I want to do. So odd to some people to say this, but to me, I'm thankful for those moments, because everything is not all peachy 24/7, 365 days a year.
Exactly. Yeah, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Failures, we fail our way to success in whatever it is that we're doing. But the way that our brain works, our brain will hold on to those thoughts and feelings of what we were going through when we did fail, and when we trip up and fall again, or we reveal a flaw we have, or a fault that we have, or we have another failure, our brain is right there to pounce and say, "See, I told you you aren't good enough for this, or you can't do this." And it's how you deal with those negative thoughts when they come back. When things are going well, yeah, for all of us, the brain usually is pretty quiet in terms of the negative thoughts. But the moment we reveal a flaw, or we have a fault that we as we all do, or we fail again, for many, the brain is there to pounce back on with those negative thoughts, negative self-talk, and it's not about fighting it or about trying to get rid of it. It's about what I talk about in my book, disconnecting from those thoughts, not letting them define who you are and how you are going to continue to act.
Awesome. I'm going to throw it over to my co-host with the Moses.
All right.
I know she has some questions for you as well.
Beautiful.
Hello, I'm Nate Seduction. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, but I'm improving.
Oh, that's good. It's always room for improvement.
That's right.
There's always room for improvement in Jell-O.
You're so silly, Sadie. So my question would be, what made you want to be an author? What made you want to write a book?
That's a good question. I didn't always think I wanted to write a book necessarily. I always felt like I was a pretty good writer. I had done a lot of writing and just on my own and blogging and this, that, and the other. And I went to a seminar one time a few years ago. Well, it's been more than that now as I try to think about it, but I went to the seminar about writing a book, and it was at that seminar that we did this really fun exercise. I have to share this with you guys. We did this really fun exercise where we had to write down five words, these five random crazy words, and we had 3 minutes to write a short story using those five words. And the five words that I had were Liechtenstein, cuddling, space shuttle, kangaroos, and apoplectic. Now, those are some pretty wild words. I had to write a short story around those words in 3 minutes, and I did, and it was a big hit in the room. And I remember after that thinking, you know what? I do want to write a book. I want to write a book, and I did. I started to write my book. Really, was about athletics first. About my mental performance coaching and athletics. But I got advice to say, no, don't make it just about athletics, because it can apply to anything.
Right.
Write it to a bigger audience, yeah.
Absolutely. That's amazing, you know. Sometimes you never know what you can do until you try to do it.
Absolutely. And then sometimes when you do try to, when you step out of your comfort zone like that, that's, again, there's one of those times when you step out of your comfort zone.
That gives you confidence, too.
It does give you confidence, especially when you succeed. But sometimes
exactly.
When you step out and you're unsure, you're going to get those negative thoughts that I talked about. You know, you
exactly.
need to know how to deal with those. Yep, yep.
It's all about taking chances.
Yes, certainly.
So, do you only just give advice to athletic people, or do you give advice to everybody, different people,
oh,
different occupations?
Definitely. Well, for the majority of the time that I've been doing this, it's been athletes, mostly baseball, softball players. But I've got a few others mixed in there. But when I wrote my book and I got the advice from my publisher that said, hey, don't just write your book to baseball and softball players, write it because what you're teaching can apply to so many people and so many areas of life. And I thought, yes, I want to do that. I want to make my message bigger than just athletics. So absolutely, and that's what I'm in the process of doing, is getting the word out that I not only coach in the athletic industry for mental performance coaching, but I coach in other areas of life and career and what you guys are into and talking about, entertainment, to help people to break through and release more of their potential into what they do.
Okay, absolutely. I might need you one day.
Well, I'm here, and you could, at the very least, you could grab my book.
Absolutely, of course. So, what kind of advice can you give to one who wants to write their own book?
Well, there's a number of good programs out there that can help you. One of the advices I think that I would give is find somebody that has done it and consult with them, ask them some questions, see where they would recommend that you start. There's so many different publishing companies now. Obviously there's the really, really big ones. Those are hard to get into, and they have to read your manuscript and then accept you in to publish your book. But there are tons and tons of small time publishers, and a lot of people self-publish these days. And so that's grown in years. But I say if you really want to write a book, the best thing you can do is sit down and start writing.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think about the whole book at one time. Think about that next page, that chapter you're working on, and the next page, the next paragraph.
Okay, absolutely. That's absolutely great advice, because I've been thinking about writing my own book for a couple of years now based on my life. Because my life is like a movie, so I was thinking about writing my own book.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I would encourage you to do it, because in chapter 10 of my book, I talk about how there are people out there that are meant to hear your voice and your message,
mm-hmm.
to be inspired and to motivate them in their lives to do the things that they need to do to make the world a better place also. And so there are people out there that are waiting for that. They don't know it. They don't know it right now. But I'm telling you, they're out there for you. And they need to hear it. And they need to read it. And they need to see what you did and accomplished and done and have to say, so that it inspires and motivates them to do the things in their life. That's why I'm out doing what I do. I know there's people that are meant to hear my voice. Not everybody. Not everybody's meant to hear mine or yours. But there's definitely
mm-hmm.
ones out there.
At least someone. At least one.
For each of us. Yeah, exactly. At least one, definitely. I guarantee it's more than that.
Exactly. So what are you working on next? What is your next project going to be about?
Well, I do have another book that I've started. So my book that I have out right now is called The It Factor Action Guide. 11 secrets to releasing more of your potential. And that is available at my website, todd-thomas.com/book. Don't forget the dash between Todd-Thomas. And then my next book is called Don't Step in It. Taking the shovel to self-help BS and uncovering what really works. And so that's in the process. I'm working on that. But something I would like to really share with you and share with your listeners is a project that I'm working on right now that I call Todd Talk. And this is actually an opportunity for your listeners to win $1,000, or they can have me donate $1,000 to their favorite charity. Now, most people that I've talked to have said, as much as we would all like $1,000, they've all, almost each one of them has said, hey, if I win, I'm going to donate my winnings to, you know, Feed the Hungry or Make-A-Wish or the American Red Cross or, you know, so on and so forth. But either way, and what it is I'm all about encouragement. Like, so I'm just encouraging you to write your book, right? I would consider myself a master encourager. I try to encourage people. So I think especially in the climate of our world today, it seems like more people need to hear messages of encouragement and inspiration and motivation. And so what I've done is I've created this thing I call Todd Talk, where if you people that will submit their Todd Talk and upload it, it's a 2-minute video, 2 minutes or less, and upload it to YouTube, a message of motivation, encouragement, or inspiration to someone or the world, and then submit their YouTube link to me, they will be in the contest to win $1,000 at the 1st of November. And the way you find out more information on that is to go to my website, toddtalk.net. Podtalk.net, and at the top, click the link that says win $1,000.
Okay. That's great. It's always good to give back. I'm trying to start my own foundation. Busy with modeling. Yeah, I just be so busy with modeling, and I'm a college student to be a paralegal, and I work a full-time job as well. So I'll be kind of busy, but I'm really in the works of creating my plan. It's going to be called the Richardson Foundation. My government name is Raja V. Richardson, and my dad died due to violence. So, and I'm from Gary, Indiana, and I want to start my own foundation for young girls and young teen moms who've been through the same situation that I've been through with losing their father due to violence.
That's awesome, and there's so many people out there that need that. They need you.
Absolutely.
Let me encourage you. Let me encourage you. Do that, please.
And there's so much violence going on nowadays.
organization of the world. My organization is going to be Feed Seti J Fund. That's basically, you know, it's a fund where everyone donates to all the food I eat every week.
What? You're right. He's funny.
Because if I do that, I can be able to go to like Cheesecake Factory more. Oh,
yeah. That sounds good, Sonny. That sounds really good. I love
cheesecake. Just thinking of it now. Just dipping my fork into that cheesecake.
Yes, sir. Sounds awesome.
Oh, man. Well, do you have any final words you have to share with anyone? As well as after that, we'll get to our tough question, which is you give it a 30-second commercial why they should get your book.
Oh, okay. Well, since that's going to be the last thing, I'll go ahead and, if it's okay, give my plug again for the – and it's about giving messages of encouragement, motivation, inspiration to someone or to the world in general. What is your Todd Talk? Okay, what's your message of encouragement, motivation, or inspiration? Share it, please. And so go to my website, toddtalk.net. And click on the link that says win $1,000. Whether you decide to keep the $1,000 or have me donate it to a charity of your choice, please submit your Todd Talk and let's get more messages of encouragement out there to the world.
Yes, sir. Sounds awesome. I guess that leads us to give us a 30-second commercial of why we should support the It Factor.
The It Factor Action Guide. We talked a lot about it earlier in the show, but I believe, you know, it's 11 secrets to releasing more of your potential into the world. And that potential that we all have has a purpose. We don't have it in there just to be sitting in there. It has a purpose. So we want to release that potential. The It Factor Action Guide can help you. And Chapter 4 in particular, it's not what you think. It's what you think about what you think. People, if they get a real handle on that, will release more of their potential into this world. And you can get it at todd-thomas.com/book.
Well, everybody. Todd, it was definitely a treat to speak to you, sir. Yeah, I was telling people to show, well, I know I'm early. Like, some people may come back from trips or they want to be lazy on their first show back. I'm like, what better time to have this happen than at a time where it measures at the beginning? Because this is when a lot of people are going back to school, a lot of people are, but this is just around that time. So, and then it's also gearing up towards the last quarter of the year. So that's usually when you want to shift gears. So this is a perfect time for you to come.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You two have been a lot of fun, and I really, really am grateful for you having me on.
It's a pleasure. Glad you reached out to me.
Yes, it was definitely a pleasure having you on the show tonight.
All right. All right. Well, and again, remind you, if you want to be able to get involved with both the book and as well as Todd Talk, you can go to todd-thomas.com or go to toddtalk.net. So toddtalk.net, that's what the $1,000, you can win $1,000 to help yourself or help your favorite charity. So go over there now. It is simple. You'll see it right at the top of the page. You go up there and say, win $1,000. You can't miss it. All right. Thank you again, Todd.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
All righty. All right. So we'll go ahead and go into a quick music break, and then I'll share a few things from the cruise. I promise y'all I would do that when he came back. So we're going to go to his Red Chase track, and then we'll be back. Hold on. Spin the wheel. I want to go to... all right. I went in too long. I'm gonna go ahead and go to Tatum real quick, and then we'll be back into this.
What I said, sir. This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power.
Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. Get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. I'ma ride like a champion. You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion.
Mills is a champion. Check out the lens we in. All the more shine, no time for shenanigans. Yeah, your bitch stuck, even stiff like a mannequin. Tell her use more spit, do that twist with a hand again. Break like swag, niggas always got some red on. Caught collision flow, coming at these bitches head on. Like Big said, set the D, then you're dead wrong. A 40 caliber spit, and these spectators are hands gone. I'm so gone in the outer space. Couple carrots in the
money, then you get the power.
All right. We're back. Man, that was a good. That was another great guest, Nate. I have to say that people don't. I think people sometimes they underestimate us. They might pigeonhole us into what they think our show is. We act crazy here and there, but we bring guests like that on all the time. We bring those type of guests that have some deep stories and some encouraging words to people out there. So. No, never,
right.
Never think you got our show completely figured out.
Okay, we switch it up all the time.
Yeah, we switch it up more than I switch in my drawers. So yes, I will definitely do that. So here's my next break. So here's some more stuff from the cruise. I'm trying to think what story I'm going to share next. Oh, so I don't know. I think I told you about this before from the last cruise. But before I go to that, have you been on the cruise before, Nate?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not
you have
yet.
To go on. Thank
Not
You'll
yet.
Thank me later. It's probably one of the most exciting moments of your life. Going on the cruise, you know, that's the reason why you hear some people say, oh, I'm going on my 7th cruise for the year. I mean, there's people who go on several. Some people go one on every month or so.
I'm definitely
going to
go on one next year.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm going on another one. I'm going on, my plan is going to next year. So, yeah, you need a link. You need to make sure that you, I give you, once I figure out dates, I will throw it up to you so that we can try to all go at the same
time.
Go
at the same time.
Because we lit.
Right.
Yes.
Let's definitely lit.
Carnival, man. Carnival is a non-paid endorsement for Carnival, but, man, I will promote them for a second. They can get this free promotion for a second. Oh, my goodness. It is fun. And I would say, okay, so I've been thinking about this all day, and particularly throughout the second cruise. I've been trying to think which cruise I like better. Now, first cruise, you know, I was with my sister, brother-in-law, my mom. This time I was just with my mom. But for the most part, you know, she pretty much let me do my thing, and I was pretty much hanging out myself. I was pretty much by myself, and I got to, you know, so that encouraged me to mingle with more people. I would say that's kind of what made this more interesting cruise, because it forced me to interact with people even more. And this was just, oh my goodness. Okay, first off, man, it was so many beautiful women on that cruise. Oh my goodness, Nate, with so many beautiful women on that cruise. I was on my best behavior. I am so proud of myself. But it was ooh-ooey. And one of the things, okay, so here's one of these quick tidbits for cruise. So that's because a lot of people are like, oh, you get the club. I don't know if people realize this. When we're in the club, most of those cases, that's what, like a club on a port or something, the club is on the ship. A lot of people don't realize that. That's the club on the ship. And so, heck, the club is popping every night. Like, you know how, like, you're like, oh, like when you just going out about record clubbing and whatnot, it'd be to where, heck, oh, like, or like a couple of certain days of the week is lit. Nah, every night of your cruise is lit. Every night. And yeah, I even posted a video. I don't know if you saw it yet, Nate, but I posted a video I shared it on Be Dancing in the Club. Because people don't be, people realize I be getting it. And it's ironic, it kind of ties into today's guest. He talked about confidence. Like, a lot of people don't realize, man, you, this is a big dude, man. You really be moving, man. And you just, you know, you could be out the middle of the dance floor by yourself and just really enjoy yourself. It takes time to do that, man. Like, it takes time because it is a tough journey. If you're willing to, you know, just go out there and have a good time where no one's out to dance floor or not. And people were drawn to that. People were drawn to that confidence, so that drew people to me. And people would tell me that their night wasn't complete until I was on the dance floor. And so, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was crazy. Shout out! Oh my goodness, man! Shout out to the DJ Ice Cold. I need to find your business card. I want to plug you, man, because you know that's I got like the first cruise. I was really cool to DJ the first cruise, but on this one, I got to actually hang out with the DJ. So, because like you're a DJ, you DJing pretty much all the time. You DJing some of the stuff on the main deck, the Lido deck as it's called. And then you also DJing some of the other events on the ship, and then you DJ in the club. So sometimes you have some open time. It was one day he was only having he DJed earlier in a day which was like a port day, like a sailaway party, earlier sailaway party, and then he was DJ and he did DJ again to like later on that night and then at the club. So I got to just say, you know, I got to, on those kind of times, I got to hang out with them on the ship. And so, yeah, it was just pretty cool to do that. And this one, I got a lot of people on social media. Everyone was at each other on Snapchat and Instagram. And it was pretty cool. Like, it was really dope for how we all just, a lot of us, like this cruise, everybody was just kind of like, also, everybody was in unison. Everybody was really enjoying each other's time. And it was just great to see everybody won. All right, I got to get this person page. And we all just linked up. So it was dope. So, yes. And shout out to my girl, Deja Vu. Before she was ready to go to bed for the final night, to get ready for the morning when we were getting ready to get off the ship. Shout out to her for giving that work to Genuine Pony. Shout out to that. Yes, Genuine Pony still gets the job done. Oh, man. I kind of mad because I couldn't ask for anything, and I was just so in the moment, and I was rushing so quick. I wanted to ask for Jack Keith's bed instead of J.Y. Pony, but hey, J.Y. Pony worked too. Because oh man, you got to play this song. You got to play a song there for your boy. You got to play Pony, and I meant to say Jack Keith because I know that Jack Keith would have had. Oh man, you know that Jack Keith had. Had them going crazy, man.
Jacquees, Dookie
Hex,
I love
Jacquees. Man, I regret was not asking for Jacquees instead of Jay Wong. I knew that would have had it crazy. Yeah, so shout out to that. And shout out to, I recommend, man, yeah, definitely, Nate, you, I'm telling you, especially because you, like, first, like, you see how, like, I'm on social media, but I'm on that limitedly because I get the basic package so that I don't have, so that I can force myself not to have that much access to the internet because you only get, because there you can get the social, you get the basic one, which is the social media package, And it's not super high speed, but it allows you to use, like, Snapchat and stuff. And so, yeah, that was the package I ended up getting. Cost you, like, $20, $25. Basically, like, anywhere from $4 to $5 a night. Yeah. It was crazy. I don't know what this. Yeah. Shout out to that.
I swear I need to put that on my
to-do
list. Go on a cruise.
Yeah, go on a cruise. I'm telling you, because you're not having a, like, everybody's in the mind state of no one care, all that extra stuff about they don't care about where you're from, they don't care, no one's judging you. People are welcome having a good time. And we're not having to go look over your shoulder like, oh, I can't have too good of a time.
That's good.
So yeah, I definitely recommend it. I know for sure it's gonna be the first one's gonna be in May. I'll do the second one. I want to go somewhere like around like August again, because August is when like, ooh, that's I see. And, like, I recommend, like, for the August one, I don't know, we might do this for the May one. May one, I think we're going to get out of Galveston. But August, I got to come out of New Orleans again, because New Orleans, baby, y'all bring the baddies out to the show, to the Carnival cruise ships, all for New Orleans. I need to go to New Orleans. I bring the baddies. Now, it'd be crazy because I'm talking about baddies and stuff, but if I'm in a relationship or something at that time, baddies going to be the last thing in my mind. So, yeah, I'm talking all that shit now, but we'll see. Well, anyways, Nate, do you have anything coming up that you know about?
Y'all never know.
You
never know.
I'll be doing this with them now. All right, y'all. Yeah, so I'm back on track, people, which is crazy. I just got my replacement phone because I was lit dancing to trap music in the pool on the Lido deck, and while I was doing one of my moves, I have actually dipped my phone into the water. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, with that being said, now my phone is in commission again. People can hit me up easier because you pretty much were going to, one, because I was on the cruise, and two, when I got back, heck, I was pretty much for this weekend, I didn't have my own phone. So, it was ridiculous. All right. Well, yeah, y'all didn't say to my timeline, so I got coming up. Damn, just pulling me on y'all. All right, so y'all, we are rolling on now, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a...
Or there's a name, there is a way.
Y'all to the episode of Life That Does Live, and I hope hoping some of y'all ain't blind from looking directly at the freaking solar eclipse. So, yes, I had to get that out of my chest because some of y'all are idiots. All right, we out.
I didn't even see it.
I was on fun. Every excuse at the work. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go look at this mud. So I ain't got to work. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.